6. Orientation and ground rules, including confidentiality. Orientation underpins all efforts to engage young people. Young people and families need to be clear on what a practitioner or service is able to assist with and the options for assistance, how and when assistance is available, their rights and responsibilities. Confidentiality arrangements, including a clear statement of respect for the privacy of the young person, but also an explanation that their safety will take precedence and at those times information could need to be shared with a person or an organisation that can help. Properly informed young people and families can make well-informed decisions about their own care and level of involvement with the service or practitioner. It is also essential that young people understand the nature of working relationships with youth AOD practitioners. Professional boundaries need to be explained sensitively and reinforced over time, as does the style and approach of the practitioner. Ground rules also need to be established with families and caregivers, as described in the element below. It is also worth noting that other professionals, such as those with statutory responsibilities, are likely to need a similar orientation process. See Aspect 12.